Para Rutas Alternas, tenemos el gusto de conversar el día de hoy con el cerebro detrás de Owl Nation, Aaron Bruno, quien está en la presentación y promoción de su disco más reciente llamado Here Come the Runs, tercero en su carrera musical. Hello, Aaron, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. A few days ago, you released your third album, Here Come the Runs.
Yeah.
How was the process of making that record?
It was a lot of fun, and it was really easy and very freeing, and or better put, it was very liberating. After the first record was an experiment, the second record was a lot of pressure because it was the follow-up of a breakout success. And then the third record, after, you know, I felt like I had survived the sophomore album, it was really exciting, and I had a clear vision of what I wanted to say, the stories I wanted to tell, and exactly how I wanted the record to sound, which was a much more organic-sounding record with a tip of the hat to the rock and roll music I grew up loving very much. Of course, with a few twists along the way.
And you find a different sound. You find a lot of experimentation also in this album. A different from the first one, but the experimentation anyway.
The first record was a blend of different electronic music and punk rock music and electronic and pop and, you know, throwing it all together. And then the second record, I pushed the boundaries even further with that. More recently, I've just become more bored and uninspired by electronic sounding music and synthesizers and, the way it's used in alternative music. So I just kind of wanted to go back to a much more raw, organic approach for this Here Come the Runs.
You have experienced a lot of changes in the band over this decade. How did you adjust the creative process to these new fellow musicians?
Well, the creative process has always been the same because it's always been me. In fact, on the first two records, I never involved anyone else in any of the writing. And then the second record, it was completely all me alone. And then, with this record, I have fallen in love with some of the band members so much that I wanted them to play on the record and help me out to elevate the musicianship to another level. Because my skills as a musician is very basic at best, but I make it work as a producer. On this record, I wanted to, let some of these guys really shine and help me to add instrumentation, whether it was guitar or drums, in an elevated manner to take the energy to another level, and also make a record that was more natural to play live than before. And, we played now only two shows. We're on our third show tonight for this record, and already it feels like a whole nother beautiful world, and it's really exciting. So I encourage anyone who's, wondering if they should come see us to definitely come check it out, because it's like no show I've ever seen before.
Well, how do you...
You won't be let down.
I am sure of that. And how do you decide the set list and the production for this tour?
Yeah, it's fun to have three records to pick from. So I've never had that experience before, so it's really nice to choose the funnest songs to play, the songs that hopefully mean the most to the fans to play, from all three records. Of course, the newest songs are the most exciting because they're fresh and new. But we try to sprinkle in the main points in the songs that translate best live from the first two albums as well. And, as far as the stage goes, we're just trying to make it an extension of the album artwork of this record and our lifestyle in general, and try not to necessarily put on some sort of costumes or some sort of show, that is too different from who we are as regular people in our honest day-to-day life.
Yes, it's different to be on the stage.
Yeah, you do. And especially with the lineup and the band that joins me on stage, you know, we really feel very cohesive, and I feel like these guys are such great musicians that the sky is the limit. So it's really fun to push each other every night, whether it's at sound check or just hanging out in the bus or, you know, having a few drinks after the show and discuss how we can get better. We just always want to get better. While the first two shows felt very good and we were pleased, we're never satisfied and we always want to improve, you know, like a fine wine. We'll never sit back and go, wow, we're amazing. We always want to get better. And that's really important.
Yes, a lot. And over this year, over 2018, you will have a lot of shows, and maybe you will visit Mexico?
Yes, definitely.
Do you have a date?
No, not that I'm aware of. I think we're working on that.
Well, I hope it's a very close date, because I know you have a lot of Mexican fans. Not only from Mexico, but from L.A.
Yes, definitely. You know, we're so close to Mexico and Southern California that it feels like, you know, the culture definitely rubs off in a lot of ways. And you know, it's all around us, so we love it.
Aaron, how's the work with the label, with the Red Bull Records? How do you feel with this record, the label?
Oh, you know, they're just you know, they just kind of, they allow me to make the music I want to make. And, you know, it's just like any other label, you know. Bands usually don't have the best relationship with their record label. And it's not something very sexy or cool to talk about. And it's no different with them. I mean, you know, the company of Red Bull is an incredible company, and they do everything, as great as possible. I think the label is still trying to catch up and figure out how to be as great as the brand is.
But the most important thing is the freedom in the creative process to make a record, and you have that.
Yes, that's the most important part to my soul, for sure. And the guy who signed me, you know, at the label, he's done a great job of allowing me to be myself and, you know, see my vision through, even if he gets scared sometimes or wonders what the hell I'm doing. He stays hands off when it comes to making the music, and that's all I can ask for.
It's great. I think it's great for you to have that. Well, Aaron, looking forward to see you here in Mexico. I hope you have a great year and have a great time when you visit the country.
Thank you very much. Me too.